As doctors scramble to defuse the president's suggestion that an injection of disinfectant could be used to treat coronavirus, toxicologists say there is a lesson to be learned about the use of cleaning supplies. The story from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
Don't inject, don't ingest, and don't inhale. Dr. Craig Smolin is a UCSF toxicologist and medical director of the San Francisco Division of the Poison Control System.
And we need to be careful about mixing and matching different types of household disinfectants together in ways in which they can produce other gases or toxic compounds that can be toxic.
Just when everyone's digging around under their sinks or in their garage for leftover cleaners. This comes as the FDA is also warning against a drug touted by the president as a virus treatment.
Hydroxychloroquine, if it was shown to be very effective at preventing or treating patients who already had coronavirus, we would have to weigh that against how bad are the side effects of the drug. And there are some significant side effects of hydroxychloroquine.
Like irregular heart rhythms and gastrointestinal issues, the FDA worries about increased drug use through outpatient prescriptions. Holly Kwan, KCBS.